Chapter 37. Wake Up, Dante. When I woke up the next morning, I felt great. Things were finally getting better for us. Adam had let Emma see his face, and I was hoping to start work at the local petrol station. At least now I could make some money. I knocked on Adam's door to wake him for breakfast. There was no answer, so I went in.
"Wake up, birthday boy. Breakfast ready."
There was still no answer, but as I walked to his bed, I stepped on a little piece of a pill. A sleeping pill. But hadn't Adam finished those months ago? "Adam?" I shook him as hard as I could.
"Wake up!"
But he didn't move, and his eyes were closed.
"Adam! Adam, wake up!"
I shouted.
"Dad!"
Dad came running into the room. His face turned grey when I showed him the pill. Quickly, he bent his head to check if my brother was breathing.
"Call an ambulance now!"
I didn't need to be told twice. I phoned them while Dad pulled Adam off the bed and started walking him up and down.
"Adam, walk! Do you hear me?"
Dad ordered.
"Walk!"
"Daddy!"
cried Emma from downstairs. I wanted to stay with Dad and Adam, but Dad said,
"Dante, go! Emma needs you!"
As soon as I got downstairs, Emma stopped crying and held out her arms. I took her out of her high chair.
"Park!"
said Emma.
"Not today. We'll go another day."
I tried to explain as she started to cry again.
"Park!"
she said, crying even more loudly.
"No! Park! Park! Park!"
she repeated in between cries until I couldn't take any more.
"Emma, shut up!"
And she did, for one shocked moment. Then she really started to scream. I could feel myself getting angrier and angrier and my hands becoming fists. I didn't trust myself, so I ran from the kitchen and into the sitting room. I couldn't believe what I'd nearly done. When I was calmer, I went back to Emma and picked her up. "I'm sorry," I said. "I was worried about Uncle Adam."
"Poor Unky," Emma sighed.
"Yes," I said, when I could trust myself to speak.